Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Soldotna Public Library is kicking off a lively May with various engaging events for all ages, from practical adult programs to fun-filled activities for teens and tweens. Two upcoming programs will inform and inspire adults. Volcano and Wildlife Preparedness will take place on May 15th, offering tips on how to better withstand and quickly recover from a disaster in case of a volcanic eruption or a wildfire with help from the Office of Emergency Management Team. Then on May 17th, Gardening for Procrastinators will help late starters confidently jump into the growing season. Youth programs are also in full swing. Tweens aged 10 to 14 can join Tween Scene, and later in the month, a Pokemon party to help celebrate the end of the school year. The library's summer reading program, Color Your World, launches on May 22nd, the last day of school. Reading logs will be available that day. The program aims to combat the summer slide, a decline in reading and math skills during school breaks. It will also have fun and educational activities daily throughout June and July for all ages.
We make it a little bit easier and we make it a lot of fun because reading should be fun.
That was Rachel Nash, City Librarian. For a full list of events and to register online, visit this story at radiokenai.com. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Senate has passed Senate Bill 64, a major bipartisan election reform package aimed at improving the integrity, security, and speed of Alaska's elections. The bill, which includes input from lawmakers across the political spectrum and Governor Mike Dunleavy, is the most sweeping election overhaul in more than a decade. Senate Bill 64 cleans up the state's bloated voter rolls, adds cybersecurity protections, and bans deepfakes designed to mislead voters. It also repeals the witness signature requirement for absentee ballots, an issue that has led to high rejection rates for military and rural voters, and establishes a process to fix ballot errors before they're rejected. The bill allows absentee ballots to be reviewed earlier, requires ranked choice tabulations to be reported on election night, and sets a uniform 10-day postmark deadline for all absentee ballots. Senator Bill Willikowski says the reforms will bring faster, more transparent, and more secure elections to Alaska. The bill now heads to the House for further debate. Alaska's state-owned investment bank could begin oil exploration work in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge as early as this winter. A court filing Friday revealed the administration is considering lifting a suspension on leases sold in 2020. The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority was the top bidder. The leases were canceled, then reinstated by a federal judge. If the suspension is lifted by fall, AIDEA could start seismic testing in early 2026. Environmental groups are pushing for a trial to block the development. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
University of Alaska Anchorage has a new head women's basketball coach. Matt Thune comes to UAA after serving as an assistant coach at five different NCAA Division I mid-majors, most recently at Seattle University. Athletics Director Ryan Swartwood praised Thune for his energy, passion, and diligence in planning. Thune succeeds Ryan McCarthy, who was named head coach at Division I Fresno State after 13 years leading the Seawolves. One man is dead after a police-involved shooting last night. Anchorage PD Chief Sean Case says two officers pulled over a vehicle for at least one headlight out. Officers noticed a gun near the passenger's lap and opened fire on the driver after verbal communication. APD has no confirmation if the man ever touched the weapon. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.